This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday Israel will press on with the war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza until all its objectives are achieved. He said the war must not be stopped until we achieve all of its goals, the elimination of Hamas, the return of all of our hostages, and ensuring that Gaza no longer poses a threat to Israel, Netanyahu said at the start of a weekly cabinet meeting. Top U.S. and European diplomats sought ways on Sunday to keep the Gaza war from spreading further in the volatile Middle East, but 3 months after the start of the conflict, more bloodshed underlined the difficulties they face. Jordan's king urged the top United States diplomat on Sunday to push for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and an end to the humanitarian crisis brought by 3 months of war, the royal palace said. King Abdullah II made the remarks to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who is on a Middle East tour aiming to ensure the Israel-Hamas war does not spread. Pope Francis on Sunday recalled the celebration of Christmas by certain Eastern Orthodox communities on January 7th in his Angelus prayers. Speaking from the window of his studio to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, the pontiff appealed for the unconditional release of people kidnapped in Colombia. The Pope also mentioned the plight of the people of the Democratic Republic of Congo, who have been affected by floods in recent days. He added, "Let us continue to pray for peace in Ukraine, in Palestine, in Israel, and in the entire world."